fingers. I'm trying not to. Where's my pen, though? Oh, tell me, isn't it always something? If it isn't your pen, it's your pants. Yeah. Isn't your pants, it's your car. Well, the Paris the Paris climate talks agree on sunny with a high of 72. I'll read it again. The Paris climate talks agree on sunny with a high of 72. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome former U.S. Poet Laureate Donald Hall, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who believes in the future, everyone will have 15 minutes to trend, Michael Feldman.
Am I trending yet? What do you mean, no? Yeah, they all agreed, see, on sunny with a high of 72 degrees. So that's, but they couldn't agree if it was going to be centigrade or Fahrenheit. So there's a huge battle going on right now in Paris. A big difference between 72 degrees centigrade and Fahrenheit. Huge difference. Okay. Anyway, this whole climate thing will be moot once the District of Columbia is at the bottom of the Potomac. Due to global warming. Okay. So various things here in the news. I saw here that drinking is good for Alzheimer's patients if he can remember where he hid the bottle. Trump and Mothra are the last two Republican candidates standing. Well, Mothra doesn't stand, more hovers. So does Trump, come to think of it. Okay, then try this one here. Consumer sentiment rises to four-year high. Not sentiment, he said sediment. Okay. This joke never works. I've tried this repeatedly over the years, and yet I still try. In millennial news, millennials are willing to fight ISIS with Call of Duty Black Ops 3. More millennial news. This one here. Millennials also, they believe the American dream is dead and mom and dad don't look so good either. That's all millennial news. You heard it right here first. Unless you are a millennial, probably hear this all the time. There's a laser car camera that can see around corners so you can time your collisions so they get the worst of it. It's a great breakthrough. Just give pedestrians crossing the street a really good scare. Just brush them so their pants brush. My pants are brushed. That was a fender. Okay, anyhow, the first smog, red alert in Beijing. Actually, they've had hundreds. This is the first one they've actually seen. So things are actually looking up in Beijing, is what I'm saying. Trump cancels Israel trip when Netanyahu not anti-Muslim enough for him. That's pretty extreme. 23 Syrian refugees have 30 million Texans holed up in the Alamo. Getting pretty crowded in there, so the tours are off if you're thinking of taking it. VW says only a small group was responsible for the Third Reich, let alone emissions. Chipotle to take the responsibly raised Montezuma's Revenge off the menu.
Free range.
Free range. Oh, yeah, you're free ranging after one of them, I'll tell you that. Whoa, out on the range. Another study. I have a lot of studies. I like studies. Do you like studies? How many of you like studies? No, you have to applaud because you're on the radio and they can't see your lovely, well-groomed hands. Just gently in the air. Thank you. Do you like studies? Here's a good one. Maybe you like this one. A study finds that not only does happiness not make you live longer, it makes you feel a lot worse about dying. So it's actually counterproductive to be happy. Okay. In a flurry of activity, the Chicago Cubs trade for the entire St. Louis Cardinals. That was the way to go all along. Now in the rivalry, they'll be playing themselves. So that's pretty cool. Okay, not a Cubs fan, not a Cardinals fan. No, are you there with doing this to me? Body language is important, young lady. How are you? Pretty good? Is this a group you're here with? Are you from somewhere? What group? Where are you from? What is the occasion?
I'm here with my friend Jamie and her family.
Jamie and her family?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Ever hear of this show before? Or? No, okay. You look like you're trying real hard not to do this thing. You fall asleep and start. You wake up. When I was teaching, kids used to do that in class all the time. It was fun to watch for the front. They could see some kids sitting there going, boom. And your name is?
Rachel.
What is it?
Oh, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How are you doing? Nice to have you here. Thanks for coming. You'll get the hang of this before long. You're gonna go home liking it. Say, why didn't I know about this sooner? Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to spot you out, as we used to say. People don't say spot you out anymore, do they? That junior high school in Milwaukee, 1963, 64. Excuse me. So things are looking up in Beijing. Oh, that's right. Trump did that one. Did Texas, Chipotle. happiness. Okay. Anyway, the Cubs did that. Oh, yeah. Fiat Chrysler has been fined $70 million by the oxymoron police. All right. Antibiotic use is up on farms despite cows' promises to kick drugs. You can't believe a Holstein. I mean, it looks at you, she looks at you, those big brown eyes, and you're going, you know, whatever they say. Boo, sure, boo, if you say so. Some prairie voles, here's another study, by the way. Some prairie voles are wired for monogamy. Some aren't. It's no big moral deal. It's just genetics, okay? This is from the Prairie Vole Companion, actually the Bible. It's considered the Prairie Vole's Bible. All right, you didn't like that study. How about this study, then? The study finds that the best way to give directions is not to start with, I'm not from around here. And then, when you use landmarks, make sure they're still there, not a sharp right just before where the silo was. Okay. If you have no idea, mention it before, not after giving directions. That's kind of important. And never heard of GPS? It's considered rude. Okay, and just a little bit more news here. Frank Sinatra would be 100 today had he not done it my way. And urine, this is a headline, I guess, urine-powered wireless socks, no longer a dream. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much for some reaction to a bit of that.